Chapter 13.
Trigger! Come back! Come back!
The big dog continued to run, its giant paws thundering against the concrete.
Come back!
Evan screamed, running with long, desperate strides, his heart thudding, his legs aching with each step as he tried to catch up with the galloping dog. The night was dark and starless. The street glistened as if it had recently rained. Trigger's paws hit the pavement, each step a loud thunderclap that seemed to echo forever. His giant ears flapped like wings, twin pennants caught on the wind. His big head bobbed up and down, but he didn't look back.
Trigger! Trigger!
Evan's voice seemed muffled by the gusting wind pushed back in his face. He tried shouting louder, but no sound came out at all. He knew he had to stop the dog from running away. He had to catch the dog and then get help. Trigger was growing so fast, completely out of control. He was already the size of a pony and getting larger by the minute.
Trigger! Trigger! Stop, boy!
Trigger didn't seem to hear him. Evan's voice didn't seem to carry beyond the gusting, swirling wind. And still Evan ran, his chest pounding, every muscle aching. And as he ran, he suddenly realized there were others running too. Two large figures in front of the stampeding dog. Two large figures Evan recognized as they fled at full speed, trying to get away from the onrushing animal. The Bamer twins, Rick and Tony. Trigger was chasing them, Evan suddenly realized. The boys turned a corner onto an even darker street. Trigger followed, bounding after them. Evan continued to run, bringing up the rear of this dark, mysterious parade. All was silent now, except for the steady, rhythmic thunder of Trigger's enormous padded paws. Except for the clap, clap, clap of the Bamer twin sneakers as they darted along the glistening pavement. Except for the gasp of Evan's breathing as he struggled to keep up. Suddenly, as Evan watched in horror, the dog raised up on his hind legs. He tilted his head to the sky and let out an ear-piercing howl. Not the howl of a dog, a creature howl. And then Trigger's features began to transform. His forehead burst forward and enlarged. His eyes grew wide and round before sinking under the protruding forehead. Fangs slid from his gaping mouth, and he uttered another howl to the sky, louder and more chilling than the first.
He's a monster! A monster!
Evan cried, and woke up. Woke up from his frightening dream, and realized he was in bed, in the study upstairs in Catherine's house. It had all been a dream. A frightening, wild chase of a dream. A harmless dream, except that something still wasn't right. The bed, it felt so uncomfortable, so cramped. Evan sat up, alert, wide awake now, and stared down at his giant feet, his giant hands, and realized how tiny the bed seemed beneath him. Because he was a giant now. Because he had grown so huge, so monstrously huge. And when he saw how big he had become, he opened his mouth wide and began to scream.